And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Marathon High School Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, we are in Colby for a Merriwood Conference showdown between the Marathon Red Raiders and the Colby Hornets. I'm Shannon Hall. Well, the Marathon Red Raiders come in at 500, both overall and in the Merriwood Conference. Marathon has an overall record of 3 wins and 3 losses. They are 2-2 in the conference. And in order to earn a playoff berth, in all likelihood, the Raiders need to win one of their final 3 games. Easier said than done in this Marywood conference. Really good competition from top to bottom in the Marywood this year. Tonight, it's here in Colby. And then the final 2 games of the regular season at home for the Red Raiders, playing host to Pittsville next week, and then Edgar at home in 2 weeks' time. For the Marathon Red Raiders, offense has been very good. In fact, looking at the last 4 weeks for Marathon, 40 points, 48 points, 20 points, and 29 points. So Marathon Red Raiders have been doing a lot of good work in recent weeks, offensively. But it's the defense that needs to take a step up. In fact, last week, Marathon had 411 yards of total offense, but Auburndale had 400 yards of offense, and Auburndale beat the Raiders 44-29. Likewise, 2 weeks ago, Marathon had a 20-12 lead at halftime, but saw Abbotsford use their ground attack to come back for a 32-20 win. For Marathon, Cooper Huxema hitting on 67% of his passes this season, outstanding. Completion percentage for Huxema, 722 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. Sophomore Two-Thirds leads the way on the ground, 70 carries for 410 yards, 5.9 yards per carry, and he has scored 8 touchdowns so far this season. And Tyler Underwood's done the job in terms of catching the football. 28 grabs, 429 yards, 15.3 yards per reception. Meantime, the opponents here tonight, the Colby Hornets, they come in with an overall record of 5 wins and 1 loss. They are 3-1 in the Merriwood Conference. And the only loss came 2 weeks ago here against the Edgar Wildcats by a score of 27-0. They bounced back in a big way last week. They went to Pittsville, a Pittsville team that had only 1 loss at the time. But Colby went out, took a 35-0 lead at halftime, and cruised to a 43-16 victory. And for the Marathon Red Raiders tonight, defensively, they need to slow down Gavin Voss, the outstanding running back. 832 yards on only 88 carries, 9.5 yards per rush for Gavin Voss, 12 touchdowns on the season. So Gavin Voss has done himself, he's had quite a campaign up to this point for the Colby Hornets. Beautiful night for football here in Colby. Coming up, we will hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Marathon Red Raiders. I'll be talking to Ryan Winkler. That's all coming up. It is Marathon taking on Colby. High school football, Marathon Red Raider football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes back again from Colby High School, where the Marathon Red Raiders are getting set to take on the Colby Hornets in a Merriwood Conference matchup. And I hate to see something even before the game occur, but one of the Marathon players in the warm-ups has gone down injured. I just wasn't watching exactly what was going on. And now sitting up after a couple of minutes is William Tortolet, sophomore. He went down, and it looks like he's not going to be able to put any weight on his left leg. Let's say maybe an ankle injury in the warm-up. But William Tortolet, in the warm-up, you hate to see, even before the game starts, to see somebody go down and be taken a look at by the athletic trainer, Pam Warren. He's back to his feet, and now he's going to need help to come off the field. So, one of the Red Raiders getting injured here in the warm-ups prior to the kickoff of tonight's matchup between the Raiders and the Colby Hornets. Again, Colby, what a consistent football program they have been. This is a homecoming night for Colby. And in fact, most teams that are home tonight, I think it's homecoming. Lots of homecomings going on and a lot of high school football action going on. And again, a beautiful night for football. It is the start of a football doubleheader here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up as well tonight is Wausau West and their homecoming game against Appleton West. That game can be heard live right now on BullFallsRadio.com and clicking on the Sports 2 stream, and also on the Civic Media app on the Sports 2 stream. Again, for the games that are on our stream, The easiest way to get the action is on the Civic Media app. It's a free app on your phone. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, CIVICMEDIA, download the app. And then when you open it up, you'll see all the stations of the Civic Media radio network. The Bull Falls radio page is the fifth one down. Click on it and you'll see the primary stream, which is where we are tonight. And then Sports 2 is where Wausau West is tonight. Next week and the following week, the next 2 weeks against Pittsville and Edgar, the Marathon Red Raiders will be on the Sports stream. So again, to get the game live here on Bull Falls Radio the next 2 weeks, go to the App Store, download the Civic Media app, and then you'll be able to flip back and forth on the primary stream, the Sports 2 stream, the Sports 3 stream. In fact, the next two Friday nights, we will have games on the primary stream, Sports 2, and Sports 3. So it should be, again, very, very interesting, to say the least, all this football coming down the stretch, and we are very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides play-by-play coverage of high school sports, and we do not just one team, two teams, but three teams, Marathon, Wausau West, and Newman Catholic. So again, tonight, Wausau West against Appleton West, live on the Sports 2 stream, on the Civic Media app, and on BullFallsRadio.com, and tomorrow afternoon, Newman Catholic in their homecoming game against Marion Tigerton, 12:35 for the pregame and 1 o'clock for the opening kickoff. But again, sad to see William Tortolot now sitting on the bench right in front of me on the behind the Marathon bench. It looks like he is injured an ankle, and I don't think he's going to be playing in any depth. When you lose, it hurts. So we're going to take a timeout, get you set for the opening kickoff coming up next. It's Marathon taking on Colby High School Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And once again from Colby High School, as we are nearly set to go, the Marathon Red Raiders and the Colby Hornets. Thanks to our sponsors of Marathon High School Athletics. We're on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, including Weeks Power, also Rip Falls Fabrication, Dietrich Taxidermy, and the Dirt Scoop. Again, without the support of our sponsors, we cannot bring you the Red Raiders tonight, but throughout the season, school year, on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Marathon Red Raiders tonight in the road white with the red noodles and the black pants, black helmets, while the Colby Hornets are in their green with the white noodles and the gold. Again, does not get much better than this for week 7 of the high school football season. Terrific weather. Glad you could spend part of your Friday night with us on Bull Falls Radio. Again, we're heading down the stretch. Raiders need a W. Right now, 3-3. Both the 3-3 overall. 500 as well in the conference at 2-2. Have to find a way against some good competition the final 3 weeks of the regular season. The seniors for Colby have been introduced. But now the officials will come out and they'll get set for football. Wind is blowing a little bit. It's blowing actually from right to left as I look across. All the bleachers are on the far side of the field from where I am. I'm right behind the Marathon bench. No bleachers on this side. All the fans in the far bleachers and back of the Colby bench. So you hear that crowd noise coming from across the way towards our broadcast position, the auxiliary press box here in Colby. Well, the Raiders will get set to kick things off. Again, glad you could be with us here on Bull Falls Radio. Waiting for the Colby Hornets to come out as the Raiders are all set to go. And kick things away. Marathon will go from left to right in front of my broadcast position in the first quarter. Colby just one loss on the season. They were shut out by Edgar 2 weeks ago, but bounced back with a big 43-16 win on the road at Pittsville last week. Waiting for the whistle, and Sporty Ratke will kick it away for the Red Raiders. Here's the approach and the right-footed kick. It's a line drive, angle to the near side. It will bounce, take it at the 8-yard, up the middle to the 10, to the 15. Right-hand side to the 20, looking for a seam to the 25. Far side line to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. To the 45 in a Marathon territory, and finally brought down at the 42-yard line. Bringing that one back was Brody Vigoot for the Colby Hornets. And a big kickoff return gives Colby very good field position on their first series of the game. It will be marked officially at the 43-yard line. Marathon defense has struggled just a little bit the last couple of weeks. We'll have their backs up against the wall very quickly as Fulby will come to the line of scrimmage. Football on the right-hand hash. Tate Smith is the quarterback in the spread. There's the snap. It is a fake handoff. There's the rushing of his goal. Back at the 48-yard line. Coming in and wrapping up the quarterback is True Thirds for the Red Raiders. So instead of going with the run, as they've done so very well with Gavin Buss, looking for the surprise quick strike with Colby, and that will be a loss of five on the quarterback sack. So a good start for the Marathon defense, second down and 15. Now coming up for Colby. This time under center is the quarterback Smith. There's the snap. It is a handoff. Voss, right-hand side, hit behind the line scrimmage. He will push, but get very little on the play. Tackled on the right-hand side at about the 47-yard line, only a gain of a yard.
Voss on the carry, number 53.
Getting credit for the tackle for the Raiders is Peyton Lawrence, but a couple of good plays to start off defensively for the Red Raiders. I was talking to Coach Ryan Winkler on the field before the game and basically talking about need a good start, try to get ahead. They've been playing from behind most of the season. But now third down and long, third down and 14 yards to go. There's the snap, fake handoff, looking to throw Smith. Screen pass, left-hand side complete, 50, 45, room to run, 40. Pull the 35, slipping down, but I think getting enough for the first down is Brennan Geiger. It depends where the knee goes down, and yep, that screen to the left-hand side. They needed 14, they got 14. First down for Colby. That was a well-executed screen play on the left-hand side by Colby. Tough break for the Raiders in terms of getting two really good defensive plays to start things off. And out, moving inside the 35 at the 33-yard line is Colby. Under center, Tate Smith. There's the motion. It's a handoff to the fullback. With it is Geiger. Geiger finds a seam inside the 30 and brought down at the 27-yard line. Quick hitter up the middle, though, marking, in fact, at the 26-yard line. So a pickup of seven for Brennan Geiger on that play. Second down and about 3 yards to go. Second and three for the Hornets. Ball in the center of the field. This time in a spread look is Tate Smith. Receivers one right, one left. There's the handoff. Boss. Boss hit in the backfield. He will be stacked up and he will be brought down after a very short gain, short of the first down. Three, four white jerseys all over that play for Marathon. So now that will be marked at the 25-yard line. So a gain of one for Gavin Buss. He carries 2 yards for Gavin Buss. And now another third down situation for Colby. First series of the game. Clock is moving. 9 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. And still scoreless. Under center, Tate Smith. There's the snap. Hand off again up the middle. Finding room on the right-hand side. Within is Geiger. Geiger inside the 15. It'll be knocked down near the 10-yard line. Again, instead of going to Voss, it's Geiger on the quick hitter, got to the right-hand side, found room to run. The ball will be marked at about the 11-yard line, called the 12-yard line, 13-yard gain play for Brennan Geiger, and now first and 10 for the Marathon 12. Who carries 20 yards for Brennan Geiger here early on for the Hornets. Tate Smith back under center now for Colby. Starts the count. Motion by Voss. It is a handoff. Voss, right hand side. Hit again in the backfield and brought down. Boy, the Raiders have been able to wrap up. A very dangerous running back is coming in quickly. It was Peyton Lawrence to break up that play. Lawrence with the tackle. And no gain. Well, obviously targeting Voss right now is Marathon. Voss came in. 88 carries, 832 yards, 9.5 yards per carry. But now another third down situation. Third down and about 2 yards to go. Excuse me, second. There's the snap. Now rolling left-hand side, Smith. Smith trying to turn the corner. Breaks one tackle, breaks the second tackle. Gets inside the 10 and brought down at about the 8. I'm sorry, that was a second down play for the Raiders now and for the Hornets. And now it will be third down. Again, moving from side to side. Early on in Marathon, doing well on the defensive side, but now need to stop. It'll be third down and about 7 yards to go. Ball is marked at the 9. Ball on the left-hand hash. Smith
takes the snap. Hand off. It is Geiger at the line of scrimmage as coming over was Braxton Jordan to be able to wrap that one up and break up that play. Actually, no, that was not Jordan. That was actually Hudson Vorts.
On the carry.
Mitch Zepke. Mitch Zepke with a big play, but again, going right in there and a loss of a yard on the play, and it's now fourth down. 6:52 to go, first quarter, first drive of the game, and now looking for the stop at Marathon. Fourth down, about 7 yards to go. Ball at the 8. Receivers left and right. Tate Smith takes the snap. It is a handoff. Voss, right-hand side. Voss will be hit. Voss will be brought down. Well short of the first down is coming from behind was Peyton Lawrence again, chasing down Gavin Voss. And the Red Raiders bend, but don't break. So the Marathon Red Raiders get the stop after taking 5 minutes and 28 seconds off the clock. The Raiders will take over at the 6. Moment here, a big first series for Marathon. Again, 5 minutes and 28 seconds, but no points on the board for Colby. And the Raider offense will now take over. Quarterback Cooper Huxema drop. Moved into the huddle and now heads to the line of scrimmage. Again, this Marathon offense, 411 yards of total offense last week in the game against Auburndale. Red Mark, Huxema takes the snap. It's a handoff. Thurs, left-hand side. Thurs putting the shoulder pads down and plowing ahead to the 10. Hard running on the left-hand side of the front by True Thurs. It will be marked at the 11-yard line. So that's a good first down pickup. 6 yards on the play for Thurs. Winning on first down, obviously, one of those keys each and every week in high school football. You love as an offensive play caller, 2nd and 4. Huxema. There's another handoff up the middle, plowing towards the 15 and close to the first down. I believe again to that pile of humanity. That was Thurs. Actually, let's see. It's the pile still. It looks like fighting for the football down at the bottom of the pile. As that, I think, was Thompson. Yep, Noah Thompson actually with the carry that time. Gets it up to the 15, and that's very close to the first down. It will be about half a yard short. So third down and about a foot and a half here for the Red Raiders. 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Still no score. There's the snap. Handle. Thurs, left-hand side. Gets the first down beyond the 15, close to the 20. Through Thurs on the left-hand side of the offensive front for the Red Raiders. The sticks will be moved. Ball will be marked at the 19. 5-yard pickup and 6 for the initial first down are moved for the Marathon Red Raiders. Quickly in and out of the huddle. Good tempo here for Marathon. Raiders will come with 2 receivers on the right-hand side. Again, a spread look. Running backs flanking the QB. Huxema left and right. There is the snap. Now it's a quarterback keeper. Huxema, he'll be wrapped up quickly. That hole, if it was there, closed very quickly, gets just beyond the 20. There'll be a gain of maybe a yard on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 9. Quick moving first quarter. Currently the 2nd offensive set. Long series for Colby, using the run for the most part. And now Red Raiders have come out running the football as well. 2 receivers on the right-hand side. Again, looking over the defense, Cooper Huxema. There's the snap. It's a swing pass. Right-hand side goes off the fingertips of True Thurs. Could not hold on, and that's an incomplete pass.
That's a benefit for Thurs, and that goes incomplete.
Trying for a high percentage pass for the Raiders, but that pass maybe a hair in front of True a little bit, but at the same time, I'm sure he wishes he was able to bring that one in and try to get to the right-hand side. But now the Raiders will face a 3rd down and long situation. 3rd down and 9 yards to go. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to go. First quarter, still scoreless here for Colby. Split to the right-hand side for the Red Raiders. And a receiver left as well. Here's a pass attempt. It will be knocked away incomplete. So 4th down. That will lead to a punt.
Sorry.
4:22 on the clock, and it should give Colby fairly good field position there. punt returner setting up near the midfield stripe. There's the snap, a little bit high, but it's grabbed, and there's the right foot of kick. It's a high, short kick to the near side. He will take a little bit of a marathon roll, and there's a flag thrown as well as the ball comes to a stop at the 45-yard line in Colby territory. See what the penalty is and see whether or not Colby is pushed back even a little bit further. Boy, that's a break here. It is a penalty coming up on Colby. And that means the Raiders, again, that it was a short punt, but got a nice roll off the foot of Tyler Underwood. It will be marched back inside the 40 to the 35-yard line. So, first and 10 from the 35 for Colby, with 4 minutes, 11 seconds to go in period number one. Still scoreless. Thanks to our sponsors, including Brickers of Little Chicago. Also, Twin Forest Products. Make sure you stick around for a Twin Forest Products player of the game. Under center, again, is Tate Smith. There's the fake handoff to the outside man, and then a quick hitter up the middle, and getting wrapped up quickly is Brody Vigout. Again, closing quickly is the Marathon defensive front, only about a yard on the play. So second down, about 9 yards to go. Right now, this Marathon defense battling hard against a terrific run game for the Colby Hornets. Hornets were able to come out very quickly last week. They scored 35 points on the road at Pittsville. Yeah, led 35-0 at the intermission, and then were able to cruise in the second half to a 43-16 victory. So back at the line of scrimmage comes Colby, second down and 9. Ball on the left-hand hash. Taking a peek at the defense, stepping in under center is Smith. There's the handoff, Voss. Voss right-hand side, trying to get to the corner, does so. 35 to the 40. He is thrown right in the middle of the offensive front. Getting out near the first down sticks at about the 44-yard line was Gavin Bach, but I think this one is coming back. Yep. Right in the area of offensive holding, and it will be holding on Colby. So instead of third and maybe a yard for the Hornets after an 8-yard pickup by Voss, this will push them back and lead to a second down and very long situation. Boy, field position is starting to turn around a little bit. Number one, Marathon started that previous offensive drive at their own 5. It wasn't a long drive, but they got a first down. That first down was very important. Instead of punting away from your end zone, able to have a little bit of room to maneuver. And then the good Marathon roll, followed by the penalty, turned the field position around a little bit. And now that holding call has pushed Colby back to their own 27-yard line, second down and long. There's a handoff. It's a draw play. Voss, left-hand side, makes one man miss. Makes another man miss, gets beyond the 35 and brought down at the 38-yard line. Left-hand side, picking up about 11 yards on that play was Gavin Voss. It will lead to a third down and still about 7 yards to go.
Voss! Gary gets a
bad carry. 15 yards early from Voss. He had only 4 yards on his first four attempts. So now another third down situation for the Colby offense. Third down, again, about 7 yards to go. Ball on the left-hand hash at the 37-yard line. Eye formation this time in the backfield. Straight back is Smith looking to throw. Fires right-hand side. He's got his man complete. That's a first down beyond the 45 to the 47-yard line, bringing that one in was Brody Vigous. So using the pass game, they haven't done that a lot this season. Only 11 completed passes for Tate Smith coming into the game, but that's his second of the quarter. And Vigous gains 10 yards on the play, and it's a first down for Colby. So first down, 10 yards to go from their own 47-yard line. Now for the Hornets. Back under center is Tate Smith. It's a handoff to the fullback. Looking for a seam, getting beyond the 50 and falling into Marathon territory at the 47-yard line is Brendan Geiger. Quick hitter on the right-hand side of the offensive front that time for Colby, and picking up about 6 yards on the play is Geiger. 5 yards on 4 carries early for Brendan Geiger. Right now, winning the battle of end possession is Colby. They've had the football for most of this first quarter, but nothing on the board. Still 0-0. Clock ticks down. 1:35 to go in the first. There's the handoff. It's a jet sweep left-hand side. Geiger turns it upfield. 45 to the 40. Outside to the 35 and brought down right there. True Thurs finally brings down Geiger. But that will be a pickup of 11 yards and a first down. Excuse me, that's Brody the Goot. Not Geiger, but Brody the Goot. Able to pick up that first down for home. Ball is marked at the 35-yard line in Marathon territory. Starting to get to this run game going just a little bit as Colby quickly in and out of the huddle. Double wing back set. Voss on the left-hand side. Vigoud on the right-hand side. Smith under center. Voss in motion. It's a fake handoff. Oh, it is a handoff. Jet sweep right-hand side to Voss. Voss turns it upfield inside the 30. Fighting for the first down. Sticks close to the 25-yard line. That was some good ball handling skill by the quarterback, Smith. I thought it was just a fake handoff to Voss on that jet sweep and said it was the handoff as he then faked it off to the fullback. But it will be a 10-yard gain and just enough for a first down. Ball is at the Marathon 25-yard line, first down and 10 for Colby. Ball on the right-hand hash, 40 seconds in the quarter. Under center again, Tate Smith. There's the snap. It's a handoff up the middle of the Voss. Voss will be hit from behind. Does fall forward to about the 20 before True Thurs able to get the piece in the back and knock him down. So 5 yards on that run up the middle for Voss.
Voss on
the See whether or not the Hornets get one more play off before the end of the first quarter. 15 seconds as they break the huddle and head back to the line of scrimmage. Under center, Tate Smith. Voss will now shift into the backfield. There's the snap. It's a handoff up the middle. Breaking a tackle inside the 15. And being brought down at about the 13-yard line is Brendan Geiger on the final play of the first quarter. So Geiger picks up 7 yards on that play. Does get a first down. Driving into the red zone again is Colby as we head to the second quarter. 0-0 is the score. Back in a minute. This is Marathon Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9
and 1230. As I said before, I want to wish a big happy birthday to the birthday boy. He just turned 9 years old. So if everybody wants to get in that see they catch down, he's in the red and black flannel turning 90 today. Big happy birthday to my good friend there, Don Turn. And he's,
big applause. He got some big money. Cam holds back again from Colby as the Marathon Red Raiders for the Colby Hornets. Marrowwood Conference football. But driving right now is Colby. First down and 10 from the Marathon 13. Kate Boyd under center. Starts the count. Motion to the right. There's a jet sweep again. Voss. Voss right-hand side. Turns it upfield. He'll fall inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. Coming in and getting that tackle again for the Red Raiders was Luke Ashbrenner. It will be a pickup of about 5 yards on the play.
Boss!
35 yards on 8 carries. Now for Gavin Voss. Ball on the right-hand hatch. Tate Smith under center, peeks at the defense, now starts the count. There's the snap. It is a fake handoff, keeping it to Smith, turns it upfield on the left-hand side, inside the 5, fighting for the end zone, and he is in for the touchdown. Fake handoff, and then going to the left-hand side was Tate Smith, and able to break the plane just barely to give Colby a 60-0 lead. So Portis on the board first. With 11:15 to go in the second quarter on that 7-yard quarterback run by Tate Smith. Extra point coming up, attempting the PAT will be Brian Amargo. Holding for the Hornets is Tate Smith. Kick is up, it was partially blocked. So no good on the PAT is Colby. So with 11:15 to go in the first half, 6-0 is the lead for Colby. Raiders will get the ball coming up in 30 seconds. This is Marathon High School football on Grand Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230.
And Chad Holmes again here from Colby High School, where the Colby Hornets have taken a 6-0 lead over the Marathon Red Raiders. 11:15 to go in the first half. Again, a first half where Colby's had the football for most of the time. There's a high end over and kick. They'll be taken at the 12, off the middle to the 15 to the 20. Little seam to the 25 and being brought down beyond the 25-yard line for the Red Raiders. Again, in that massive humanity, as bringing it back for Marathon was Landon Snyder. So that's where the Red Raiders will begin first and 10. Ball at the 27-yard line. See if the Raiders can now respond. It's getting the play from the coach is quarterback Cooper Huxtable. He'll drag now into the huddle. Raiders had one first down on their first series. Started at their own 5-yard line on that first set. Two receivers will be split off to the right-hand side for Marathon. Spread look, running backs flanked left and right. Here's the snap. It's a handoff third, right-hand side, trying to cut upfield, but hit near the line of scrimmage and brought down. Coming over and getting the tackle on True Thurs was Caden Kliparski.
True Thurs on the carry.
And gets nothing on that first down play. Actually, a little bit of a loss. They're going to mark it back at the 25-yard line. So loss of a couple yards on the play. Second down and 12 for the Raiders. This time ball on the right-hand hash. But far to the left-hand side is Tyler Underwood for Marathon. Here's the snap. Looking to throw. It's towards Underwood on the near side. Has it. Near sideline 30, 35 to the 40. And he'll be brought down, but has enough for a first down at the 40-yard line. Boy, a lot of cushion on the near side that time as Underwood stopped, and he had about 5 yards in front of the defender and then was able to get away from the first tackle attempt. So the first pass completion, 15 yards, and the first down to Underwood, leading receiver this season for the Red Raiders. So now, Raiders moving it towards the midfield stripe, trying to get that offense moving. Again, it's hard to get much offense going when you don't have the football that much, and that's been an issue. And now Coach Ryan Winkler calls timeout. Timeout Marathon, 10:23 to go in the first half. It's Colby 6, Marathon nothing. Back in 30 seconds. Actually, back in a minute here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. First down and 10 for Marathon from the 40-yard line. Looking to throw is Cooper Huxtable. Now flush to the right. Now he's rushed. And fire takes off him. Has a man Underwood complete beyond the 45 to the 47. Falling backwards and falling down as he threw that football under pressure was Cooper Huxtable. And doing a nice job of coming back to the football and coming back to his quarterback was Underwood to pick up about 7 yards on the play. Again, a play that could have been a loss of about 10 yards instead turns into a 7-yard pickup and a second down and short for the Raiders. Second down and about 3 yards to go. Ball on the left-hand hash. Marathon back to the line of scrimmage. Huxtable, handoff, 2/3. Looking up the middle, he will be hit near the line. Does push forward a little bit to about the 47-yard line, maybe 48 for a short gain on the play. It will be a third down now for Marathon. Third down and about 2.5 yards to go.
Truthers on the carry. Smith on the side. Third down.
So now the Raiders need to get just short of the midfield stripe to move the sticks. 9 minutes and 15 seconds to go in period number two. Colby with a 6-0 lead over the Red Raiders. Back to the line of scrimmage again comes Marathon. Radke and Underwood split to the right-hand side. Running backs again flanking left and right. The quarterback, Cooper Huxtable. Huxtable takes the snap. It is a handoff left-hand side and being hit and brought down short of the first down for the Red Raiders with Noah Thompson. Thompson trying to work the left-hand side gets very little, if anything, and it will be short by about 2 yards. PA guy said it was Thurs, but he had come out of the game. His helmet had come off on the previous play. And it looks as though near the midfield stripe at the 48-yard line, the Red Raiders on 4th and 2 will be going for it. Big fourth down play coming up for Marathon. Underwood lines up on the left-hand side. Football's on the left hash. So short side of the field is Tyler Underwood. Huxtable takes the snap. Oh, yeah, Thurs taking the snap. Quarterback keeper, and he will be brought down short of the sticks at the 49. That time, playing quarterback was True Thurs. It was a snap and a direct run up the middle
and he comes up a yard short of the first down. So that will give Colby good field position at the Marathon 49-yard line with 8:10 to go in the second quarter. And now an opportunity for Colby with the lead, 6-0. The Raider defense has made it difficult for Colby early on in this game. Again, right now you have to worry a little bit because the energy taken to play defense can really suck it out of you as the game continues. Play action pass. Tate Smith looking. He's going to fire deep down the left-hand side. He's got a man. It's complete. It's inside the 10, inside the 5, fighting for the end zone. And just short of the end zone is Kaden Kotarski. What a throw that time by the quarterback, Tate Smith. Getting behind the defense was Kotarski, and he will be tackled at about the 2-yard line, a 47-yard connection. 3 of 3 passing for Tate Smith so far for 71 yards. First down and goal to goal coming up for Colby. Football on the left-hand hash under center is Tate Smith. Peeks at the defense, starts the count. There's the snap, handoff to Gavin Voss. He'll push and get into the end zone for a 2-yard scoring run. Gavin Voss plows into the end zone, and that makes it 12-0 minutes. And I think this time, the Hornets will be going for a 2-point conversion. Well, taking advantage that time quickly of the outstanding field position was Colby. And now the Hornets will be going for 2. Under center this time will be Gavin Voss. Running backs Geiger and Voss behind him. There's the snap. Hand off to Geiger, left-hand side. He'll get into the end zone, and that will be a successful 2-point conversion. 14-0, Colby with the lead. 7:47 to go in the first half. Kickoff coming up next on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And Chad Holmes again here from Colby, where the Marathon Red Raiders trail the Colby Hornets by a score of 14-0. And right now the Raiders need a sustained drive. They've had first downs on their first two series, but have not been able to pile up the first downs. Last series, they got it near the midfield stripe, but were held short on fourth down. And it took just 2 plays for the Red Raiders to... Excuse me, for the Hornets to convert that good field position. Here's the kickoff. It's a high-end over-end kick. It'll be taken at the 10, up the middle to the 15 to the 20. Finding a seam to the 25 and then brought down just beyond the 25-yard line, bringing that ball back for the Red Raiders. Was Landon Snyder, and that's where the Red Raiders will begin first and 10. Jogging back into the huddle, Cooper Huxema. On that last series, connected with his top wide receiver, Tyler Underwood. Couple of times. See if that connection can start to move the football downfield for Marathon. Truthers coming in late to the game. He'll go into the backfield and line up to the right of his QB. Now ready, starting the count, hucks him up. It will be a handoff. Thurs. Thurs gets up the middle and then brought down quickly. I thought for a moment there might be a seam, but that closed very, very quickly. And getting just a couple of yards on that play is Truthers. At about the 26-yard line before Smith brought him down, and that will be a 1-yard pick. 7:19 to go in the first half. 14-0 is the lead for Colby. Looking to throw now is Huxham. Throws it deep downfield, left-hand side for Radke. The ball is knocked away into blades. Good one-on-one coverage. And Radke had a step, but then closing at the end was Hayden Kaiser for Colby. It'll be third down and long now for the Raider. A 3-and-out right now would not be what the doctor ordered for the Marathon Red Raider. Third down from the 26-yard line. Need to get to the 35 if you're Marathon and move the sticks.
Still receivers on the right-hand side. Running backs flanking the QB. Looking to throw. Here comes a screen pass. Thurs, 25. Gets to the first way to the 30. And then brought down short. First down by about a yard and a half at the 33-yard line. That time trying to use the screen pass to beat the hard rush from Colby was Marathon. And it'll be fourth down and about a yard and a half. And the punt unit will come out for Marathon. Raiders went for it on fourth down near the midfield strike. Here, they're going to play the field position. Tyler Underwood will punt it away. Has plenty of time, and there's the kick. And there's a high but short kick. A fair catch will be called for and taken at the 37-yard line. Bringing that one in was Caden Paparski for Colby. So the Hornets get it back. 6 minutes and 24 seconds to go in the second quarter. And the Marathon Red Raiders trail the Colby Hornets by a score of 14-0. Thanks to our sponsors, including Twin Force Products, also County Materials, and Season Screen Printing, and the Marathon Athletic Club. We'll have your Marathon Athletic Club calendar coming up at the end of the first half. He takes over first and 10 from their own 37-yard. Tate Smith takes his team back to the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. It's going to be a reverse. Now, Leptarski, left-hand side. He'll break a tackle 40. Far sideline, 45 to the 50. In the Marathon territory, brought down inside the 45 at the 43-yard line. A reverse, and Kuparski was able to pick up a good chunk of yardage, picking up just beyond 20, 21 yards on the play. And now it will be first down and 10 from the Marathon 42-yard line. Ball on the right, left-hand hash. Receiver split to the right-hand side, wing back to the right as well. Here's the handoff up the middle, inside the 40, and knocked down hard at about the 37-yard line was Brendan Geiger. Picks up four, close to five, a total of 40-yard gain. Back out of the huddle very quickly is Colby. I formation under center, Tate Smith, receiver to the right. Smith, hand off to the deep man. Voss will be hit quickly, but has some forward momentum. Gets inside the 35 to about the 34, maybe 33. But that time, the interior of the Marathon front able to close that one quickly and leave a third down and about 2 yards to go. 10 carries, 41 yards, and a touchdown for Voss. Raiders are holding him about half of his average yards per carry. Came in averaging well over 8 yards per carry so far tonight, only 4.1. Here's the handoff. Up the middle, Voss. Voss will get inside the 30 and get it up for the first down. Quick hitter on the left-hand side of the front for the Hornets. It will be marked inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. Call that a 6-yard pickup and a first down. Clock continues to tick. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Colby with a 14-0 lead. Receivers left and right. This time a spread look. It is a handoff to Voss. Right hand side hit from behind and brought down. Oh, the ball is not close. The officials are going to say that Voss was down. But a good job as Peyton Lawrence brought down Voss. Behind. Oh, they do say after a discussion. One of the officials appeared to be pointing to the ground, but he is overruled, and the Raiders are able to recover. A big forced turnover, and Lawrence able to strip the football from Gavin Voss, and it is recovered by the Red Raiders. Huge play for the Marathon defense, and the Raiders get the football back. An opportunity here late in the first half, 4:17 to go. Second quarter, 14-0, and keep in mind that should Marathon score, they do get the football first as well to start off the third quarter. There's the snap. True Thurs, right-hand side, he will be hit and he'll be brought down. Boy, good work up front that time as Jacob Hoppe was able to break in and bring down Thurs for a loss of 2 on the play. Been a rough goal trying to find room to run for True Thurs, the outstanding sophomore for the Red Raiders. 7 carries for 10 yards so far in this game. So now second down and about 12 yards to go here for the Raiders. Maybe even a little further back than that. ball marked at about the 26-yard line. There's motion. Now looking to throw is Huxley. He'll be hit. He'll fire it on the right-hand side, and it will be great. Adjustment on the football, and bringing that one in was Tyler Underwood. It looked like it was going to be intercepted. Instead, cutting right in front of the defender on the far side of the field was Underwood, and he gets it out to the 44-yard line. A pickup of 18 yards and a first down. Three catches for 40 yards now for Tyler Underwood for Marathon. Big first down for the Raiders. Now an opportunity. Ball is up to the 44-yard line. Taking a shot and looking like a little shaken up as he gives the play to his teammates in the huddle is Cooper Huxlema. But he stood in there, got the ball downfield, and making a terrific adjustment again was Tyler Underwood. Two receivers on the right-hand side. Running backs flanking left and right. Cooper Huxlema, there's the snap. Looking to throw is Huxlema. He'll be flushed slightly to the right. Now fires it. Has his man complete. Not much yardage, but grabbing it again is Underwood. Does get beyond the 45 to about the 46. Only about a two-yard pickup on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go for the Red Raiders. Five of eight passing for 49 yards now for Cooper Huxlema. Four of those completions have gone to Tyler Underwood. Clock continues to move. 2:23 to go in the second quarter. 14-0, Colby with the lead. Two receivers on the left-hand side. There's the snap. There's a misplay on the handoff. I thought maybe it was a shovel pass, but nope, it was a missed handoff. Not able to get it to two-thirds was Huxtable, and the fumble is recovered by Colby at the Marathon 41-yard line. Just when it looked as though the Raiders were starting to get a little bit of momentum, turn it over and just as badly, it means that great field position now for Colby. They take over at the Marathon 41-yard line and still 2:12 to go in the first half and all three timeouts remaining for Colby. There's the snap. It's an inside handoff to Voss. Voss finds a seam, 35, outside to the 30, left-hand side to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Gavin Voss for a 41-yard touchdown. The clock is still running, even though he got into the end zone. The clock is still running. It's still running. It's run for 10 seconds. It's still running. It's under 2 minutes, and it's still running. And now finally it stops at 157, but I don't know if anybody's going to put 15 more seconds on the clock. Nope, nobody's going to say anything. Apparently the scorekeeper got so excited on that touchdown run, he forgot to turn off the clock. That was at least 15 seconds on that run off on the clocks. Instead of about 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go, it's 1:57. Extra point attempt is up, and it is good. So Colby extends their advantage to 21-0. As the clock shows, 1:57 to go in the first half. If Marathon drives this football downfield and gets, you know, the scoring position and then the clock runs out, you know where that extra 15 seconds would be. But for the first time tonight, Voss was able to get into the open. It was a misdirection handoff, and he found a big seam up the middle, then kicked it off to the left-hand side to take it into the end zone for the score. We're going to keep it right here. Well, the officials are off to my right in the end zone having a conversation. Hopefully, they're discussing the fact that 15 seconds ran off the clock. Yeah, that can't happen. And number one, it can't happen. But then number two, you correct it. You put the right time on the clock. Officials now break up their huddle to see if they do anything. And it's like, nope, they're just going to keep it at 1:57. Hate to see that. You want to see everything done correctly. Now the Raiders, again, boy, that was a critical turnover. When they looked as though they had a chance, if they're able to drive it downfield, make it a one-score game, went into the locker room, instead you cough it up, give up the field position, and then one play later, now a three-score game. Short kick on the kickoff, and now taken up the middle to the 15 to the 20, trying to get out to the right-hand side and getting tackled for the Raiders was Chris Marcel. It's difficult to pick up the lines here because they didn't put numbers on the field. So I'm trying to, and these angles sometimes can be very difficult when there's no numbers on the field. And Marcel is brought down at about the 27-yard line. First and 10 Marathon. See if the Raiders can get their two-minute offense going. 1:52 on the clock. Two receivers off to the left-hand side. Cody Rafty far to the left. In the slot on the left-hand side, Tyler Underwell. There's the snap. Misdirection handoff, and Truther is hit in the backfield again. Boy, right now, winning the battle at the line of scrimmage is Colby. Is coming in, getting the tackle with Tanner Halakta. It will be a loss, and quickly a timeout called by Colby. So there is a loss of a yard on the play. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be right back. 21-0 Colby, back in 30, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And Chad Bones again here from Colby, 1:47 to go in the second quarter. Colby has a 21-0 lead over Marathon. The Raiders have a second down, about 11 yards to go, all at their own 26-yard line. So still two timeouts to go for Colby for the Marathon if they hope to keep the football away from the Hornets in the final couple of minutes of this half. They will need to get a first down. Well, now Marathon back at the line of scrimmage. Again, Radke and Underwood will line up on the left-hand side. Spread formation. Hooper hucks him up. Peeks at the defense. Starts the count. Hard count, and he's able to get the D to jump. And that was a nice job by Cooper Huxema using the hard count, getting the Colby defensive line, not just one, but a couple of players, to go into the neutral zone, even beyond the neutral zone, into the backfield. Instead of second and 12, it's now second down and 7. Second and 7, ball is marched up to about the 31-yard line. Two receivers on the right hand this side this time, Radke and Underwood. There's the snap. Quarterback keeper hucks him on again. Not much room to run for the Red Raiders. He does fall forward beyond the 31 to maybe the 32. And that will leave Marathon about 5-6 yards short of a first down. Another timeout called. Colby, 1:43 to go in the half. 21-0. Colby with the lead. Back in 30 seconds here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. So now the Raiders have a third down. Third down, still about 7 yards to go. Try to keep the football away from Colby. 1:43 on the clock. Second quarter, 21-0. Colby with the lead. Raiders, two receivers on the right-hand side. Spread formation. Cooper Huxema takes the snap. It is a handoff. Thirst. He's going to look to throw. Fires it right-hand side. Is underthrown. He was hit as he tried to get rid of that football. And it comes short. Comes up short of the intended target, Cody Radke. So going into the bag of tricks for the Red Raiders. Thirst took the handoff, rolled to the right, and then tried to fire it, but again, that little bit of pressure forced the throw to come up short. So now, getting the football back will be Colby. They also will still have one timeout remaining. So right now, need a good punt from Tyler Underwood if you're the Red Raiders. Right now, ball on the 31-yard line. Receivers for Colby setting up at about the 42-yard line in their own territory. Here's the right-footed kick, and there's a good high kick. Good kick going way back. Fair catch will be called for and taken back at the 30-yard line. That was a terrific kick by Underwood. 39 yards and no return. So Colby will take over first and 10 with 1:31 to go in the second quarter, leading 21-0. But that, again, that's a big punt. Instead of having Colby begin somewhere near the midfield strike, a little bit longer field to go for a team that likes to run it more than half. Tonight, they've actually passed it very effectively, but still, they used the pass maybe as a bit of a surprise play as opposed to more of a, you know, part major part of their offense. And Tate Smith will take his team back to the line of scrimmage. Under center is Smith. Double wing back formation. There's the snap. It's an inside handoff to Bucks. Up the middle, 35 to the 40. Gets in the first way to the 45. Up to the 50, and now into, actually not quite to the 50, excuse me. He is brought down at the 47-yard line. That's a 17-yard gain and a first down. Clock will be stopped momentarily. after a slow start.
Boss,
over the 100-yard mark is Gavin Moss, 104 on 14 carries. Back at the line of scrimmage. Clock is moving. First and 10 for the 47. Fake handoff. Looking to throw a Smith. He'll fire it down the left-hand side. He's got his man. Knocked away. Knocked away. Well done that time. Pass is incomplete. So the pass incomplete with 106 to go in the second quarter. It'll be second down. 10 yards to go. There's the snap. Keeping himself on the left-hand side. Getting beyond the 50. Fighting to the 45. And brought down at the 45-yard line in Marathon territory is Tate Smith. And Chad Holmes back again here from Colby High School. Apologize. We've had some internet issues here. As Colby on the final play of the first half, Tate Smith hitting Kaiser for a touchdown to make it 28-0 at the end of the first half. We're going to keep it here for just a moment. Again, apologize for the issues involved with the internet, but a big touchdown here late in the half for the Colby Hornets on the final play. Scored on the final play of the half. Again, Kaiser took the pass from Tate Smith to make it 28-0, and using their time perfectly on that last drive was Colby. So we're going to take a timeout, come back, recap where we stand. But first, we're going to talk about the Marathon Athletic Club. The Marathon Athletic Club wants you to know about activities going on at your marathon schools. Coming up on Monday at 4 p.m., it's a 6th through 8th grade volleyball, girls 6th through 8th grade match versus Rib Lake at Rib Lake Middle School. At 5 o'clock, there is a football JV game on Monday versus Colby here at Colby High School. On Tuesday at 4:30, football 7th and 8th grade game versus Colby at the Marathon High School football field behind the high school. 5:30, volleyball girls JV match versus Edgar at Marathon High School. Volleyball girls JV match at 5:30 versus Edgar on Tuesday as well. 6:15 on Tuesday, football 7th and 8th grade game versus D.C. Uppers Junior High Middle School at the Marathon High School football field behind the high school. And at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, girls volleyball match versus Edgar at Marathon High School. The Marathon Athletic Club supports Marathon student athletes and their activities. To find out more, follow them on Facebook or send an email to mathclub54448@gmail.com. 28-0, Colby with the lead over Marathon. We come back and let you know what's been going on here. Again, apologies for the issues with our internet. As, again, big crowd on hand here in Colby and knocked us off here for a few moments. But we're going to come back and have more. This is Marathon High School Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on Civic Media. And Chad Holmes back again from Colby High School. We are at halftime. It is homecoming night for Colby. So a bit of an extended break as homecoming court is introduced to the fans. And right now it is a very happy homecoming court for the very happy homecoming crowd for the Colby Hornets as they lead over the Marathon Red Raiders by a score of 28-0. Again, Marathon, a couple of mistakes late in the second quarter. And again, I apologize. I'm not sure exactly at what point we went away. But Marathon had the football down 14-0 with just over 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. They had the ball. They actually had a 17-yard connection to Tyler Underwood that moved them close to the midfield stripe. But then a fumble hurt the Red Raiders. It was recovered by Colby at the 41, and then the very next play, the first drive of the series for Colby was a 41-yard touchdown run by Gavin Voss that made it 21-0, and then still all three timeouts remaining for Colby. The Red Raiders were unable to move the football on their next series. Colby got it back, had an opportunity. They still had one timeout remaining, and they were able to work it downfield and score on the final play of the half to make it 28-0. So instead of 14-0 or even maybe 14-7, as Marathon did get it close to midfield, had a couple of passes completed to Underwood, the turnover in just over 2 minutes and a half really turned things around, and Colby was able to score twice in the final 2 minutes of the half
to turn what was a tighter game, 14-0, into a 28-0 lead at the intermission. Again, this is the first half of a doubleheader here on Bull Falls Radio. As the Wausau West Warriors are also in action tonight, taking on Appleton West, a game that is being broadcast live on the Sports 2 stream of the Bull Falls Radio, I should say the Civic Media app on the Bull Falls Radio page, and also Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com. Okay, again, Wausau West and Appleton West live right now on the Sports 2 stream, and also that game will be heard on a tape-delay basis when we're done here from Colby. But 28-0 is the lead for the Colby Hornets over the Marathon Red Raiders. We'll take a timeout, get you set for the second half of play coming up next. This is Marathon High School Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Pat Holmes again from Colby, where we are a few minutes away from the start of the second half. As the Marathon Red Raiders trail the Colby Hornets by a score of 28-0. Again, the last couple of minutes of that first half really turned the tide of this one. Marathon came out, but didn't break in the first quarter. Long first drive for the Hornets. He got it into the red zone, but the Red Raider defense was able to get the stop. In fact, it was 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. But four touchdowns scored by Colby in the second quarter has stretched this one out to a 28-0 lead. Colby right now, one game behind Edgar in the race at the top of the Maryland Conference, and actually one game behind Edgar. Edgar and Auburn, still undefeated as well in the conference. And the Auburndale Eagles, of course, we saw the offense for Auburndale be very impressive in the game against Marathon last week. Red Raider offense is impressive as well in that game against Auburndale. But Auburndale still has not lost a game so far this season, and was a very tough Maryland conference. 28-0 is the lead for the Colby Hornets at the end of the first half. Just 2 weeks in the regular season after this one is completed, and Marathon has to find a winner. It's a very good competition to find a win in order, in all likelihood, to get a third conference win. In all likelihood, that would get Marathon in the postseason playoffs. We're going to take one more quick break and then come back with the opening kickoff of the second half. Marathon will get the football first when we return. It is Colby 28, Marathon nothing. This is Marathon High School Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes back again from Colby, where the second half is about to get underway. The Colby Hornets with a 28-0 lead over the Marathon Red Raiders. Again, thanks to our sponsors of Marathon High School Football here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, including River Country Co-op Napa, also Marathon Industrial, BS Taxidermy, and Morgan Van Lennon. Again, all terrific supporters of our broadcast of Marathon High School Athletics here on Bull Falls Radio 2031. So Marathon getting the football first to begin play in the second half. Need to get a sustained drive again. That's not a case where they've been shut down on three and outs. They've had one first down, but have not been able to sustain up to this point. And they're not the only ones. Colby has a terrific defense, but this Marathon offense has been so solid recently, have not been able to find the answers up to this point against the Hornets. But let's see what Marathon can do on this first series. Marathon will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position across the way from the bleachers. Again, we're on the far side of the field in terms of this Colby High School football field located behind the Marathon bench with no bleachers on this side of the field. It's always unusual when you're on the side of the field where there's no bleachers and everybody's on the other side. Here on this homecoming night, everybody on the far side of the field watching the Red Raiders and the Hornets. But here comes the kickoff, and we are underway in the second half. And over and kick, it'll be taken inside the 5. Good kick all the way to the 3. Up the middle to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, getting to the 20, and then trying to bounce off a tackler but finding very little room to run for the Red Raiders. Bring that one back was Blake Kraft. Kraft able to bring it back to above the 20-yard line, and that's where the Raiders will begin first and 10. Rick Rosemar was 5 of 8 passing in the first half, 49 yards. Again, was able to find Tyler Underwood on 4 different completions to 42 yards. Raiders back at the line of scrimmage. Underwood split to the left-hand side.
Huxtable starts the count, takes the snap. Actually, it's 2/3 at the quarterback position. Excuse me. It'll be 2/3 starting at the quarterback, and he goes up the middle, gets beyond the 20, falls forward to about the 22 for a gain of 2 yards on the play. 2/3, again, hasn't had a lot of room to run. This Colby defense has been, again, instead of Huxtable, that was actually 2/3 on the carry. It has 10 carries for 9 yards, but this defense has been stout so far for Colby. 2/3 remains as the quarterback here for Marathon. 2nd down and 8. There's the snap. True looking to throw. He's going to fire it on the right-hand side. He's got his man complete and run out of bounds. Beyond the 25, near the 27-yard line is Chris Marcel. Nice grab by Marcel in front of the Colby bench on the far side of the field. They will mark it at the 27. That will be a pickup of 5 on the play. He will be 3rd down and about 3 yards to go. The announcer still hasn't noticed it is 2/3 as the quarterback, and the whole team was a heck of a pass. But now big 3rd down conversion for the Raiders. 3rd down and 3. 2/3 takes the snap. Looking to throw. He's going to fire it. Intended for Underwood. Makes the grab, and he's brought down at the 40-yard line. Post pattern that time by Tyler Underwood. Oh, and hit as he threw is 3rd, and he's going to get up. But the trainers do come out, the coaches come out real quickly. But 3rd's back to his feet. But he stood in there, took the shot, but able to find Tyler Underwood at the 40 for a pickup of 13 yards and a 1st down.
1st and 10 Red Raiders.
The Raiders keep the football. That's the 5th grab of the game for 55 yards for Tyler Underwood. But coming out because the coaches came out to take a quick look at 2/3. So now back in will be Huxtable at quarterback. 10 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the 3rd quarter. 28-0. Colby with the lead. And now he whistle and the Red Raiders will take time. Timeout Marathon. We will take a quick timeout ourselves and be right back. This is Marathon Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
We got a dance on the student section. Here comes
10:46 to go, 3rd quarter. Marathon with the football, trailing Colby by a score of 28-0. Red Raiders, after that timeout, bring back 2/3 to play quarterback as he started off this 3rd quarter. 3rd in the spread, takes the snap. It's a quarterback counter, and he's trying to get to the left-hand side, but he'll be swarmed under in the backfield. Again, the right-hand side of the defensive front for Colby, able to break in there to bring down 2/3. Back at the 38-yard line, be a loss of a couple yards on the play. 2nd down, 12 yards to go here for Marathon. Lost situation here for the Red Raiders. Need to get something going offensively. Raiders back at the line. 3rd looking to throw. He is rushed again. Fires it. Ball is tipped and it's incomplete. Again, the pressure came very quickly coming in there, getting a hand on that pass attempt for the Hornets.
3rd drop back.
That was number 13. Got a hand on it.
Incomplete.
And the job with the run game is also now getting involved on the defensive side as well. So now the Raiders face another 3rd down and long. 3rd down and about 12 yards to go. Need to get to the midfield stripe to move the sticks. Splits in the left-hand side for Marathon is Tyler Underwood. 3rd starts the count, takes the snap. Looking to throw. Now he's going to fire it over the middle into double coverage, and it's incomplete. Intended receiver was Chris Marcel. But there was a lot of physical play on the near side. Is trying to break up field with Tyler Underwood. And I think there may be some defensive holding call. I think there is a flag down. Yep, there is a flag down. But trying to go up the left-hand side in front of the Marathon bench was Tyler Underwood. And it was very physical, maybe a little too physical on the defense. And that will be a hold on Colby. So it will be a mark off against the Hornets. You know, we marked off all the way beyond the midfield stripe to the 48-yard line in Colby territory, and that will be a 1st down for Marathon. So 15-yard mark off, and the Red Raiders do get it into Colby territory for the 1st time tonight.
1st and 10, Marathon.
And now we're going to get a whistle, and I think maybe that the Colby coaches wanted to work, but nope, that will end very quickly. And now the Red Raiders back at the line of scrimmage. Thurs calls out the signals. Thurs takes the snap. Quarterback run, left-hand side, trying to find a seam, but does not find it, and he'll be thrown for a short loss. Looking was True Thurs as he came to the short side of the field. But never found a seam, and he's tackled at the 49-yard line for a loss of one. True Thurs has done a nice job running the football for the Raiders this season, but this rush defense for Colby has been stellar up to this point. 9 minutes and 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. First series of the second half. Marathon with the ball, trailing 28-0. Second down and 11 for the Raiders. Thurs. Long count, takes the snap. Quarterback draw right up the middle. Hit hard again, but gets a little bit of forward push. Picks up about 2 yards to the 47. Took a hard shot as he got just beyond the line of scrimmage. Refastening the chin strap after that hit is True Thurs as he comes over to Coach Winkler to get the call. Jogs back into the huddle. Another third and long for the Raiders. They've been able to convert a couple of third down situations so far on this series. Ball at the 47-yard line in Colby territory. Need to get to about the 38 for a first down. Underwood lined up to the left. Looking to throw now, pulling it down and getting hit near the midfield stripe is Thurs. Boy, right now this defense is playing exceptionally well for Colby, and Thurs will be marked at the 49-yard line.
Thurs on the carry.
Off of a couple and a fourth down for Marathon. And on this fourth down and about 11, it looks like Cooper Huxham will come back in as quarterback, the better thrower of the two. So Huxama will jog back in for this fourth down. Ball at the 49-yard line in Colby territory. Raiders back at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers on the left-hand side. Running backs flanking the QB left and right. Huxama takes the snap. Huxama drops back. He fires it near side. It is complete. 40 and getting the first down as grabbing it at the 40. Needing a couple of more yards was Grashy. Turned it quickly upfield, dives for the sticks, and gets to the 37 for a 12-yard gain and a first down. Well, nice job, number one by Huxham. He was pressured, but able to get it off the Rafkies. He then turned it quickly, knowing that he needed a couple of more yards for that first down and able to get it. So the Raiders get the big conversion. Back at the line of scrimmage, first and 10 from the 36. Ball in Colby territory. Looking to throw is Huxham. Now he'll fire it over the middle. Something. Going up and grabbing that ball. It looked like feeling the heat that time was Huxham. And Hayden Kaiser, junior defensive back, able to pick it off for Colby and end the marathon play. So the series comes to an end. Boy, at least to see now getting the fourth down and 11 conversion and then having a first and 10 from the Colby 35. And on the next play, the series comes to an end. So Colby will take over first and 10 from their own 21-yard line. Their center is Tate Smith. There's a quick handoff. Finding a seam on the left-hand side is Gavin Voss. Out beyond the 25 to the 30 and brought down at about the 32-yard line. That will be a gain of about 12 yards and a first down for Colby. Ball marked out to the 32.
Once on the
7 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. 28-0. All the scoring came in the second quarter. Scores after one. Four touchdowns scored by Colby in the second period. Back at the line of scrimmage come the Hornets. This time spread look, there's the snap, handoff again with his Voss, cuts it back up the middle. He'll be stacked up and pushed back, but he does get to about the 35. Short gain on the play, 3-yard pickup. Another triple-digit rushing night for Gavin Voss. During our technical issues late in the first half, I lost a little bit of track of where he was, but he's up at least to about 140 yards in the game. One of those situations of trying to get us back on the air at the same time, trying to keep some sort of decent stats. Left hand side, getting hit and getting thrown for a short loss is Brendan Geiger. Good work up front for the Red Raiders. Getting off the pile is Thurs, also there in on the play for the Red Raiders.
I think that was, again, Peyton Lawrence.
Yep, that was Lawrence. Peyton Lawrence and through Thurs. Aiming up for the short loss on the play. So now a third down and about 5 yards to go here for the Hornets. There is the snap. It's a little inside handoff to Voss. Voss finds the seam 35 to the 40. He gets beyond the 40, close to the first down. Needed to get to the 42, and that's exactly where he is. It'll depend on the mark. I think he may have got enough for the first down. And it will be just enough at the 42-and-a-half yard line. 6 yard pickup on the play. First down, Colby at their own 42-yard line, 42-and-a-half to be exact. Using the run game, trying to take some time off this clock is Colby. Handoff, left-hand side. With it is Vigut. Vigut will be hit. He'll be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Another nice job by the Marathon front. Again, it's Lawrence. Boy, Lawrence has done himself a nice job. The interior has been racking up the tackles. Only a gain of one on the play for Brody Vigut. Under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 28-0 is the lead for Colby. Second down, call it 9 yards to go from their own 43. Tate Smith, this time under center. Motion to the right. It will be a handoff to the fullback. Getting through the first wave beyond the 45, getting to the 50, and maybe into Marathon territory was Brendan Geiger. That will leave him about 2 yards short of the first down. 7 yard gain on that fullback dive for Brendan Geiger. Substitution for Marathon. Coming out is Mitch Zemke into the game. I should say Zemke. Bigger front now for the Marathon. Adding extra linemen are the Raiders on this 3rd and 2. Tate Smith takes the snap. It's a handoff. Biting and not, I don't know. It's going to depend. Has pushed way back. Well, 5 yards is the ball carrier. That was, I'm trying to see who that was for the Hornets. First carry of the night for Colton Orth. And he will be, I think, just short of the first down. Good work in the interior of the line for the Red Raiders. And Orth is held to a yard gain. It'll be 4th down and 1. So 4th and a yard, and then this short yardage situation. Oh, wait a second. They're going to actually bring in the sticks. They're going to bring in the sticks to make sure it is short on the first down. I do think it is short, but let's wait and see. Bring the sticks from the near side right in front of me all the way across to the left hash. Long run for the guys with the sticks. It's going to be very close. Either way, I think the Hornets will be going for it. Now they're going to stretch it out. It is just barely enough for a first down. Tip of the football. First down on that run for Colton Orr. Had a little bit of penetration. Then we got pushed back about 7 yards by the Marathon front. But in the end, it's 1st down and 10 from the Marathon 48-yard line.
First down, Colby.
Again, milking this clock are the Hornets. Under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Marathon had the football for a while. Now, Colby has the football for a while. Just the second series of the second half. Ball on the left-hand hash. Tate Smith back at the line of scrimmage for Colby. Receivers left and right. There's a misdirection handoff. Hit it in the backfield and throw for a loss. True Thurs able to wrap up Brendan Geiger back at the 50. Loss of a couple on that play for Colby. Actually, they'll move back in their own territory at the 49. Nice job by Thurs. It's not fooled. Oh, boy.
Second down.
Rollins as the PA guy trying to make some puns, but 2nd down and 13 yards to go. Tate Smith under center takes the snap. Fake handoff, looking to throw. Fires it deep over the middle, wide open. 30, 25, 20. With it is Vigut. To the 15, to the 10, and brought down. Vigut was wide open over the middle. Actually, not to the 10. Over to the 12-yard line. 39-yard connection. Play action pass. Second grab for 49 yards for Gordon Vigoots. First and 10 for Colby at the Marathon 10. When you run the ball well, that's what can happen. Because you threw a little play action, all of a sudden you got a player running three over the middle. But first and 10 for the Marathon 12, under center. There's a fake handoff. Keeping it himself is Smith, but he'll be wrapped up. I don't know if he got back to the line. So it'll be close. Maybe as he falls forward, short gain. It'll be second down and about 9.
Couple of white jerseys there. Couldn't quite catch the number far off to my right, but nevertheless, good defensive play by the front for the Raiders. It'll be second down and about 9 yards to go. Again, long time-consuming drive here for the Hornets. Under center, I formation behind Tate Smith. Dotting the I is Gavin Voss. Geiger is the fullback. There's the snap, straight back, looking to throw. Fire right-hand side, it will be complete and into the end zone to Kaden Kliparski for a 11-yard touchdown. Kliparski took the pass from Tate Smith, and Tate Smith, boy, he hasn't thrown a lot here tonight, but he has been very efficient. He is 5 of 6, 121 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And now it's a 34-0 lead for Colby. Extra point on tap now coming up for the Hornets. Snap is good. The hold is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 1:58 to go in the third. 35-0 Colby over Marathon. This is Red Raider football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And Chad Holmes back again from Colby as we get set for the kickoff. 1:58 to go in the third quarter, and the Colby Hornets lead the Marathon Red Raiders by a score of 35-0. Long time-consuming touchdown drive that time for the Hornets. There's the kickoff and over-end kick, and it will bounce and go into the end zone for a touchback. Marathon will take over, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Marathon had their most consistent drive of the night offensively on their first series of the second half. Worked it into Colby territory all the way to the 35-yard line before the interception ended that series. See if the Red Raiders can build on that drive here to start this series off. And a little bit of a late substitution coming up here for Marathon. A little confusion, it looks like, for the Red Raiders. Now, finally, being sent in with the play will be Cooper Huxema. Raiders will break the huddle, come back to the line of scrimmage. Huxema in the spread will have receivers left and right. Lined up on the left-hand side will be Tyler Underwood. Cody Ratke to the right. Looking to throw as Huxema. Ball fake now goes on the right-hand side. Diving attempt and not able to bring it in on the far sideline. In front of the Colby bench is Ratke. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10 coming up for the Raiders. Thanks to our sponsors again, including Sulzer Machine, also Underwood Construction, Morgan Sand and Gravel, and BS Taxidermy. Stick around for the post game. We'll have our Twin Forest Products player of the game and our Marathon Park City post game. Two receivers off to the right hand side. Huxema takes the snap. It's a handoff. Right hand side, True Thirst trying to get to the corner, not able to do so. And again, the rush defense tonight for Colby has been stellar. I mean, it's been a case where True Thirst has not had anywhere to go, has not had a seam to try to take advantage of, and no gain on the pool. And it's not been one player. There's been two and three green jerseys there to meet True Thirst near the line of scrimmage so far this evening. Clock ticks down, under a minute to go in the third. Third down now for Marathon. Third down and about 10 yards to go. Ball at the 20. Need to get to the 30 for a first down. Two receivers on the left-hand side. There's a swing pass. With it is Thurs. Hit in the backfield. Little swing to the left. But again, read beautifully by Colby. And Thurs is thrown for a loss. In fact, a significant loss back to the 14-yard line. A loss of 6 yards on that pass play. Very aggressive is this Colby defense. It looks like a very well-prepared team as well. This Marathon offense, as I mentioned, they rolled up more than 400 yards of total offense against an undefeated team a week ago. But this Colby team, despite their one loss, still probably behind Edgar, maybe the second-best team. They've got against Auburndale coming up. They'll have a chance to test it out. But that will be the final play of the third quarter. End of three, 35-0, Colby with the lead. Back in a minute here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Start of the fourth quarter, Marathon facing a fourth down and 16, so the Raiders will punt it away, trailing by a score of 35-0. Tyler Underwood will set up near his own 5-yard line for this punt. So, difficult position to be punting it away from. The return men for the Hornets are at the 45 and 50-yard lines, respectively, 45 of Marathon territory. There's the snap, plenty of time, and here is the right footed kick. Another good high kick, boy, way back, and they'll be angled to the sideline and then take a bit of an Edgar bounce out of bounds. But another good kick by Underwood. Unfortunately for him, that kick went the wrong way, bounced back towards the Marathon goal line, and goes out of bounds near the 45. 45-yard line in Marathon territory. As Colby will take over first and 10, the market officially at the 47. Again, coming up after we're done here, we will have more high school football. Tape delay broadcast of Wausau Electric against Appleton West. We will be broadcast tonight on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app. Under center is quarterback Tate Smith. There's a little pop pass throwing the football, even up by 35 points, is Colby. And making the grab on the right-hand side is number 86. That is actually 85, Frankie Catrell. Frankie Catrell making his first grab of the season. It's a pickup of 7 yards on that first down play. Second down and about 3 yards to go. Tate Smith under center. It's a handoff to the fullback and a good play up front by Marathon. Going nowhere. As once again, boy, one player that has been there all night long for Marathon defensively is Peyton Lawrence. Able to bring down Geiger for no gain. But Lawrence, boy, up front, he has done a terrific job throughout the course of this evening. So now third down, about 3.5 yards to go here for Colby. About the third down and three. Ball at the Marathon 40. Tate Smith peeks at the defense, now starts the count. It is a handoff. Voss on the right-hand side cuts upfield. 40, 35, has the first down. Far sideline to the 30, inside the 25, and knocked out of bounds near the 20. So Voss picks up about 18 yards on that rush, and the sticks will be moved.
Voss on a carry, scampers up the sideline, playing a fleet of blockers.
Marking the door on the red zone yet again is Colby. It's marked in about the 22-yard line. First and 10 for the 22. Again, next Friday night, Marathon taking on Pittsville. Massive game for the Raiders. Need that one for their playoff hopes. Be played at Marathon. Catch the game live on BullFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app, Sports Stream 2, starting at 6:35 and on tape delay after the West Hortonville game as well. Handoff, fighting for the sticks is Brody Vigut, but he's knocked down and held short of the first down and marked at the 20. Excuse me, that was a first down play.
Vigut on the carry, brought to a stop by Ashbrenner.
Ashbrenner was the tackle.
Good sportsman, like, always nice.
PA announcer adds a lot of color instead of just giving him a straight scoop on what's going on. Not a huge fan of that, to be honest with you, especially in a 35-0 game. But at the same time, that's what they decided to do in some early movement. And that will cost Colby 5 yards. Mark back to about the 27-yard line. And that will leave a second down and 15 yards to go. Clock is continuing to roll. 8 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the game. 35-0 lead here for Colby. And Colby's a team. This Marrowwood this season is really stacked. Final year for Marrowwood Conference football, but all six of these teams are more than capable of being playoff teams. Flag is thrown as the handoff to Voss. Ball is stripped away. Battle for the loose football. The ball was knocked loose. We see who grabbed it. There's a flag down on the near sideline as well. Who got that football? I'm trying to, haven't seen the official make a indication at this point. As Gavin Boss was the ball carrier. And actually getting it back was Colby. And the Marathon Red Raiders will take the penalty, be marched back to about the 32-yard line. So going the wrong direction right now is Colby. Second down.
Here's score, 3-24, Abbotsford.
Well, Abbotsford looking to knock off Armadale tonight. Abby with a 31-24 lead in the second half. There's the snap. And sweep left-hand side, cut back inside 30 to the 25 and inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line. That was Brendan Geiger. So Geiger got pretty much the penalty yardage back. So now it will be third down and 11. So 9-yard pickup on that play for Brendan Geiger. Ball in the center of the field. Receivers will line up on the left and the right. There's the snap. Smith looking to throw. Smith will fire it over the middle. It heads to the end zone. Tipped and nearly intercepted. Oh, good opportunity that time for Landon Snyder. Had his hands on it but could not bring it in, but knocks it away. Incomplete pass. It is now fourth down. So fourth down and 11. Is ball at the 23-yard line in Marathon territory, but we will see Colby go for it in this situation. Back to the line of scrimmage comes Colby. Again, the football right in the center of the field. They need to get to the 12 for a first down. Kate Smith starts the count, takes the stack. Fake handoff, looking to throw, fires it again over the middle. Over the top of his intended receiver, Brendan Geiger, incomplete, and the ball will be turned over on downs. The Raiders get it back with 5 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Trying to get something going here, Lord. Trying to get on the scoreboard and standing 35-9. It looks as though, well, still waiting to see. It looks as though I think Thurs will be the quarterback to start off this possession. Yep, it will be true Thurs at quarterback. Played some quarterback, played some running back, played a really good defense as well. Terrific sophomore here for the Red Raiders. Seaver to the right-hand side, Tyler Underwood. Thurs in the spread. Thurs starts the count, and now a whistle. And I think a little confusion for the Raiders, so a timeout is called. So we'll take a quick timeout as well. 4:38 to go. It's Colby 35, Marathon nothing. Back in a moment. This is Marathon High School Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 at 12:30. And back here from Colby, 4:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Colby 35, Marathon nothing. Raiders heading back to the line of scrimmage. First down and 10 from the 22-yard line. Again, Tyler Underwood will line up on the right-hand side. True Thurs is at quarterback. Thurs takes the snap, looking to throw. Going to fire it down the right-hand side. Intended for Underwood, but it'll be incomplete. Looked like a little miscommunication. Looking to the inside was Underwood. The throw came over his right shoulder, and it's incomplete.
Thurs draws back the pass and fires it deep. Intended for Underwood.
Second down and 10 coming up. Again, stick around for our post-game show. We have your Twin Forks Products player of the game. Recap this one as well. Most of the damage, in fact, tonight came in the second quarter. 28 of the 35 points scored by Colby came in the second quarter. And we'll have our post-game brought to you by Marathon Park City. Throw down the left-hand side. Adjustment and making the grab at the 47-yard line is Underwood. Again, we saw that in the first half as well. A ball where it looked as though the position of the defender was better than the receiver, but plain then in front of the defender was Underwood, went up high, grabbed it at his feet, and able to bring it in. Again, really well done by Tyler Underwood. Used his body,
got the position in front of the defender, picked up 25 yards. First and 10 from the 47. Thirst takes the snap, quarterback run. Gets to the 50, falls forward beyond the 50 to about the 49-yard line. Pick up a 4 on that carry for Thirst. Clock ticking down to 3:05 to go. Again, trying to get on the board here later, the Red Raiders. Homecoming night for the Colby Hornets. Colby came in with a 5-1 record overall, 3-1 in the Marrowwood Conference, 3-3 overall of Marathon, 2-2 in the conference are the Red Raiders. And now another whistle and a timeout. Timeout with 2:55 to go in the game, 35-0. Colby with the lead, back in 30. This is Marathon Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9. Oh, hey, no, they're going to say, no, we're not going to take the full timeout. Just stopping the clock, and we're going to go right back to action. So we're going to keep it right here. The Raiders back to the line of scrimmage. That was not a timeout by a team. That was actually an official timeout on the field. There's the snap, rolls in, taken by Huxema. Now he's flushed, rolling to the right, looking, finds it deep downfield, going up, and is knocked away from Underwood, is cutting in front of Underwood, getting a hand on it for Colby, was Caden Leparski. And there is an injured Colby player on the field. There was actually a collision between a couple of Colby players as they went up for that football. So now an injury timeout on the field. Stops the clock with 2:22 to go. Third down coming up. 35-0 is the lead for Colby. So while there is a timeout on the field, we'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Marathon Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Injured player able to walk off under his own power. That was for Colby, Hayden Kaiser. So good news is, looks like nothing serious, and we'll get back to act. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go. Red Raiders face a 3rd-and-6 from the Colby 49. Back at the line of scrimmage comes Marathon. There's the snap. It is a fake handoff. Pop over the middle. Dropping the ball. As there to make the grab for the Raiders was Chris Marcel. And Marcel took a shot, and now slow to get up. Good throw by Huxema. Went a little bit high, but Marcel got his hands on it, then took a shot. It was not able to hold on. And Marcel a little bit slow to get to his feet. So another injury timeout on the field with 1:53 to go in the game. And Chris gets back to his feet, and, you're going to need a little bit of help coming off. Hate to see that, especially at this point of the game. 35-0 goal score. Last couple of minutes of the fourth quarter. Chris Marcel is going to be helped to the sideline. Yeah, getting a little help to the Marathon sideline in front of me. We saw in the pregame, it's been one of those nights for Marathon. In the pregame, William Tortolot injured, it looked like an ankle. He came off the field and was not able to play. And ended up on crutches on the sideline. So, again, it's been a rough night physically for the Marathon Red Raiders. So now 4th-and-6 for Marathon. Ball at the 49-yard line. 2/3 at quarterback. Starts the count. Long count, takes the snap. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Fighting for the first down sticks, but he's going to come up short at about the 46-yard line. So that will turn the ball over on downs. We'll see. Colby have to snap it once, maybe twice. I think probably just once. And this run will come to an end. So a frustrating night offensively for Marathon. Again, a Marathon team that in recent weeks have been putting up huge numbers offensively have not been able to get anything sustained here tonight. And a very impressive Colby squad. So the Colby Hornets will win for the 6th time in 7 games overall. They will improve to 4-1 in the conference. And the Red Raiders will fall for the 3rd straight week. They'll be 3-4 overall and 2-3 in the conference. Again, next week will be a massive game for Marathon when it comes to their playoff hopes, playing host to Pittsville. Pittsville Panthers coming to Marathon. The game will be broadcast live on the Sports 2 stream with BullFallsRadio.com and also on the Civic Media app. Again, if you have not downloaded that Civic Media app, it is the best way to be able to listen to the action. Download the app and then be able to listen on the Sports 2 stream on the Bull Falls Radio page. And we'll not see another snap. This will be the final seconds of the game, and this one will come to an end. The Marathon Red Raiders fall to the Colby Hornets by a score of 35-0. Coming up, it will be our post-game show brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 35-0. Over Marathon, we'll have post-game coming up. This is Marathon Football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And Chad Holmes back again from Colby. It's time for our post-game show brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. A second quarter, big second quarter for the Colby Hornets has lifted Colby to a 35-0 win over Marathon. Colby now 6-1 overall, 4-1 in the Merriwood Conference. And the Red Raiders dropped to 3-4 overall, and they are now 2-3 in the conference. Again, for Marathon, basically the thought is they would probably have to get to a third conference win in order to get to the postseason. That means they got two more opportunities. You got next week against Pittsville, the following week against the Edgar Wildcats. And to be honest with you, be very difficult against that. That makes next week's game so vitally important. A chance against Pittsville next week, try to earn that third conference victory. And again, not going to be easy, but you never know in terms of the Edgar game in 2 weeks. But you'd love to go into that game knowing you had three conference wins already. But here tonight, in the first quarter, Colby got the football first, and they drove the ball. They had the ball for more than 5 minutes, but in the end, the Marathon defense stiffened, and they were able to stop Colby on downs inside the five-yard line. So Marathon took over on their own five-yard line and were able to get a first down, punted away, and then Colby was able to, again, a bit of a time-consuming drive and then scored early in the second quarter. The first score came early on in quarter number two. They were able to get a 7-yard touchdown run from their quarterback, Tate Smith, to take a 6-0 lead as the extra point was blocked. And then with 7:47 to go in the second quarter, it was a 2-yard touchdown run by Gavin Voss that extended the advantage to 14-0 after a 2-point conversion was good. Then the key point of this football game came in the final 2 minutes of the first half. The Red Raiders had the football. And knowing they're down by 14, if they're able to drive it downfield, score, you're getting the football first in the second half. And Marathon was able to get a couple of connections, pass completions from Cooper Huxtable to Tyler Underwood to get it out near the midfield stripe. But then a fumble that was turned it over on the 41-yard line in Marathon territory, gave it back with just over 2 minutes to go in the first half to Colby. And on the first play from scrimmage, Gavin Voss was able to take it 41 yards for a touchdown to make it 21-0. Colby at that point still had all three of their timeouts left. So they were able to use those timeouts efficiently after Marathon got the football back, get a stop. Marathon was forced to punt it away, and Colby was able to drive it downfield and score a touchdown on the final play of the first half to take a 28-0 lead into the intermission. Then the Hornets were able to score once more late in the third quarter on a 12-yard touchdown pass from Tate Smith to Kaden Kliparski. And with the 1:58 to go in the third, that made it 35-0, and that would be all the scoring. 35-0, Colby with the lead and Colby with the victory. For the Red Raiders, not able to get much going offensively. Truthers, you have to give him credit for battling here tonight because there was really nowhere to go. He was forced to face two and three tacklers every time and ultimately finished with 8 yards on the ground on 17 carries. And Marathon basically just not able to get anything going on the ground and basically had a hard time getting anything going offensively here this evening. They had only 12 yards on the ground. They only had 73 yards through the air, an outstanding defense for this Colby team. Again, this was not a case where Marathon, I think, was awful. I just think that Colby tonight played outstanding defense and really were able to throttle a very hot Red Raider offense here tonight. Passing the football, Cooper Huxtable, he hit on 7 of 13 passes for 55 yards and an interception. True Thirds was 2 of 4 passing for 18 yards. 6 catches for Tyler Underwood for 80 yards. Nice evening for Tyler Underwood.
And actually, I made a mistake in terms of the pass yardage. Red Raiders had more pass yardage. They had 92, 97, 98 yards passing. So for the Knights, 112 yards of total offense for Marathon. Underwood, 6 catches, 80 yards, 2 catches for 1 yard for 2/3, 1 catch for 5 yards for Chris Marcel, and 1 catch for 12 yards for Cody Radford. So the Red Raiders dropped to 3-4 overall. They're 2-3 in the conference. Get back to action next Friday night, taking on the Pittsville Panthers over at Marathon High School. Again, hear the game live on BullFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream 2, and on the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded that Civic Media app, do it. It's a free app. It's a wonderful app. Be able to hear all the action by just downloading the app, then opening it up, finding Bull Falls Radio. There's a listing of all the stations on Civic Media, the fifth one down, Bull Falls Radio. Click on that. Click on Sports 2 Stream, and then play, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast next Friday night starting at 6:35. The game will also air on a tape delay basis following the Wausau West game next Friday night on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 at 12:30. Time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Twin Forest Products, a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. TwinForestProducts.com. I have to go with Tyler Underwood here tonight. No, actually, we're going to have full players of the game, one on offense, one on defense. Tyler Underwood for his offensive performance, 6 catches for 80 yards, and the defensive performance by Peyton Lawrence. Boy, he played very well up front. He made a number of tackles and absolutely be able to give him a share of that player of the game as well. Again, Player of the Game brought to you by Twin Forest Products, a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies, TwinForestProducts.com. But here tonight, it's the Red Raiders falling to the Colby Hornets by a score of 35-0. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. Without whose help, we could not bring you Marathon High School football here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And thanks to you for joining us. Again, I'm Chad Holmes. Stick around. Coming up immediately, it will be Wausau West football against Appleton West on a tape delay basis. This has been Marathon High School football on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.